thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, spontaneous viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, Intelsat 907 and Intelsat 805. A reminder for viewers in Central and South America, Supreme Master Television is moving from Intelsat 907 to Intelsat 805. There will be transmission to both satellites from now until July 31st, 2009. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new satellite, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Satellite Intelsat 805, location 55.5 degrees west. Frequency 3771 MHz, polarization vertical, symbol rate 13,333, FEC auto or 5 over 6.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Swather Sealing Province, channel 30 on Mimi Mongol. In Dahul Province, channel 8 on Dahum Broadcasting System. In Cha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, channel 47. And Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In O'Toole's, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Wan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Lua Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Minchung Cable TV.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a German firm converts atmospheric air to water. In humanitarian news, graduates in Orlak or Vietnam decline higher-paying jobs to help those in need. In community news, an Australian hero's quick actions save a drowning man. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 17th, commemorates for the Sunni Muslims the passing of the third caliph of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Uthman ibn Affan, in 656. Born in Mecca, Saudi Arabia, in about 574, Uthman ibn Affan was the fourth person to enter into Islam. He reigned from 644 to 656, known for his honesty, generosity, and piety. He was one of the first to memorize the Quran and establish its official version. May Uthman ibn Affan's deep devotion to his faith be an inspiration to humanity.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News from China. A 6.0 magnitude earthquake hit in Chushongyi Autonomous Prefecture of Yunnan Province during the night of July 9th. The quake caused at least one person to perish, while over 300 others were injured, and 250,000 people rendered homeless after 18,000 houses collapsed and 75,000 more were damaged.
Hearing this, Supreme Master Qinghai quickly donated $20,000 for the victims most in need of urgent items while conveying her love and condolences. This amount could purchase approximately $157,000 in materials if obtained in the United States, based on China's overall cost of living.
Traveling to the area on July 10th, our association's relief team found that the government had provided tents, clothing, rice and other food and drinking water to the victims. The team was informed that cotton sheets and heavy clothes were most in need. They thus purchased 500 cotton sheets to send to the worst hit areas. With over 380 aftershocks that had already occurred, our association members also encouraged villagers to move into tents to avoid the dangers of aftershocks or downpours.
The government headquarters expressed their gratitude, and our relief team offered further assistance if needed. Our sincere appreciation, all local governments and China, for your timely aid to those in need. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her immense care and assistance to the Chinese people, and our association's relief team for their diligent efforts. With heaven's grace, may the afflicted be quickly restored to their normal, fulfilling lives, as we pray meanwhile for calamities such as these to subside through our more detailed care of the environment.
Tornado storms through Sri Lanka. On Wednesday morning, gale force winds struck Chila, Sri Lanka. According to the region's Disaster Management Center authorities, three people were injured, while close to 100 homes were damaged, some of which were completely destroyed. In addition, trees were uprooted, falling on power lines and disrupting the power supplies. Thus far, no casualties have been reported. On July 16th, Supreme Master Qinghai offered $10,000 in aid, requesting that it be delivered through an agency, or if possible, for our association's relief team to please go with love and comfort to the people. The $10,000 could purchase approximately $109,000 in relief supplies if bought in the United States, based on Sri Lanka's cost of living. We convey our heartfelt gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her compassionate care extended to the Sri Lankans in need. We pray for the protection of those afflicted by the storms and for their swift recovery to productive everyday life. Let us strive to minimize potential calamities such as these through our kinder actions toward all beings.
Climate change triggers early and fatal winter cold. The Peruvian government has declared a state of emergency in 21 of the nation's regions after winter arrived in the Southern Highlands 3 months early in March. Temperatures have registered at minus 30 degrees Celsius, causing fatal cases of hypothermia, pneumonia and other respiratory diseases, leading to the loss of life of at least 246 children. Non-governmental organizations such as Solaris Peru and the Adventist Development and Relief Agency, or ADRA, are working to distribute relief items to afflicted families who are in great need of blankets and warm clothes.
On July 16th, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $15,000 for buying the children warm clothing. She asked that our association's relief team or local association members be quickly sent to distribute them or to direct the funds through a reliable charity. This donation could purchase an equivalent of $84,000 in materials if obtained in the United States based on the cost of living in Peru. Our appreciation, Peruvian government, non-governmental organizations, and all relief personnel working to ease the situation. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving assistance to the vulnerable families. Our deep sorrow for those who have perished, as we pray for the protection of those facing the intense cold. Let us all join in leading gentler, greener lifestyles so that extreme conditions such as these may subside.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Meet a likely source of deadly antibiotic-resistant superbug.
An investigative report by Prevention magazine in the US revealed that a high percentage of factory farm workers tested positive for the deadly antibiotic-resistant Staphylococcus superbug, MRSA, or methicillin-resistant Staph aureus.
This bacteria can cause serious skin infections that sometimes lead to much life-threatening internal organ damage, with one UK study seeing a 30% mortality rate within 30 days.
During an interview with Supreme Master Television, Dr. Michael Greger, author of Bird Flu, A Virus of Our Own Hatching, explained how the meat industry spreads the dangerous MRSA infection into the community.
In the past, the only people that used to get MRSA infections were either people in the hospital or people visiting people in the hospital. But then all of a sudden, there started to appear cases of MRSA in people that had no contact with the medical care settings, so-called community-acquired MRSA. In the Netherlands, they found very high rates of MRSA infection among people that worked among pigs and among the pigs themselves.
Daily antibiotics fed to farm animals to make them grow faster is viewed as a likely cause of MRSA infections.
In the US alone, 70% of all antibiotics dispensed are given to farm animals just to keep them briefly alive in stressful, deplorable conditions.
And just this year in 2009, we finally did the first testing of pigs and pig farmers here in the United States, and approximately half of pig farmers and half of pigs that have been tested here in the United States are infected with MRSA, which really raises the question, could these farms and these farming environments be leading to these community-acquired infections.
MRSA can be spread both by infected farm and slaughterhouse workers who become carriers, as well as from the preparation of meat containing MRSA.
What kind of a danger does MRSA present for public health and food safety?
We looked at retail pork in Louisiana and found that pork samples bought right from the supermarket also had MRSA on it. People may handle it, and should one touch a meat sample that has MRSA and then unwittingly touch their mucous membranes, their eyes, nose, and mouth, if they happen to rub their eyes or something, then they could become infected and could be carriers of this disease and then spread it to their family, spread it to their pets, and spread it to other people. And so that's why it not only is a food safety risk, but is a public health risk as well. And MRSA is only one of many multi-drug resistant pathogens.
Meanwhile, the swine flu virus, also a public health threat caused by the meat industry, continues to spread, with the latest number of official cases reaching 128,273 across 137 countries, with at least 679 fatalities.
In the UK, the total number of confirmed cases rose by 50% within the past week alone. Australian health officials are advising expectant mothers who are particularly vulnerable to stay home from work, as five who have been diagnosed with swine flu are currently in intensive care, and four others are on life support in Sydney, with a total of more than 10,000 cases nationwide. Chile's reported swine flu tally has also now surpassed 10,000, mostly afflicting those under the age of 19.
Dr. Greger, we thank you for sharing your expertise on this vital health matter. We too are concerned about the link between the devastating antibiotic-resistant MRSA and the meat industry. We pray for all those who have become infected by MRSA, as well as other byproduct diseases of animal raising, such as the swine flu. May there soon be an end to the consumption of all animal products for the ultimate protection of global public health.
Alternative living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food. Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules, are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and Pace disease, or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good, its health, its economy, its ecology, its compassion, its peace, its noble.
For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Norway doubles aid for Western Sahara. The government of Norway has pledged to double her financial support for a total of nearly $4 million to support the people of Western Sahara who have been displaced by regional conflict. Channeled through the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, the Landmine Action and Norwegian Church Aid, the monies will be put toward various humanitarian relief works. These include helping Sahrawi families residing in both Western Sahara and Algerian refugee camps to maintain contact, clearing landmines, and improving the food situation. Heaven smiles on your support to Sahrawi Brethren Norway. May the people of the Western Sahara be graced with plentiful nourishment and fulfilling lives.
Iraq and Palestine engage in friendly football match. Spectators filled all 25,000 seats at the Francois Hariri Stadium in the autonomous region of Kurdistan city of Erbil for the first game played in Iraq since 2003. The crowd was there to root for the Iraqi and Palestinian national football teams in a match supported by the Asian Football Confederation and the International Federation of Association Football, or FIFA. The two teams met for another game this week, with 50,000 cheering fans looking on at the Al-Shaib Stadium of Baghdad. We join in hearty applause and congratulations to the Iraqi and Palestinian national football teams for your auspicious launch of what are sure to be many more pleasant international events. May Allah bless your lovely people and lands with much friendly cheer and vibrant health.
European space probe gives new information on Venus. The Venus Express craft of the France-based European Space Agency revealed that the planet may have once had an abundance of surface water and plate tectonic system. Infrared maps reveal variations in heat on the surface rocks, with the highland areas being cooler, which could mean a difference in rock composition. This would indicate a continental process similar to Earth's, in which granite forms underground in the presence of water and resurfaces as volcanoes. Granite on Venus would thus also be a sign that oceans existed. What an interesting discovery! Many thanks, participating scientists at the European Space Agency. We look forward to hearing more exciting news about this wondrous planetary neighbor.
Save our planet. World Bank ranks countries most at risk from climate change. In a recent report from the World Bank, the five biggest risks to humanity from climate change are listed as droughts, floods, storms, rising sea levels, and increased agricultural uncertainty. Using historical data along with projections from known hazards, such as Himalayan glacier melt, countries were ranked for their likelihood of incurring these disasters.
The increasingly arid African nations of Malawi and Sudan were found to top the lists for drought and agriculture, respectively. Bangladesh was the country cited as most affected by global warming-induced flooding, followed by China and India, while the country most likely to be hit by storms was the Philippines. Orlac, or Vietnam, joined the low-lying island nations in being most impacted by rising sea levels, with up to 35% of her people who would suffer hardship if sea levels rise by 5 meters.
World Bank, we appreciate this clear and disturbing overview of potential danger for so many people worldwide. Let us unite in efforts to help ourselves and each other by adopting truly sustainable lifestyles that restore our balance with the ecosphere.
In a June 2008 conference in London, England, Supreme Master Qinghai once again conveyed her care for humanity in addressing the tolls of climate change, along with the most effective way to halt it.
It's just getting worse nowadays, more obvious. You just have to tune into any TV channels, any radio, read any newspapers. They are full of reports, almost daily, about world hunger and the shortage of food. Unaffordable food prices, unaffordable daily necessity, basic necessity, and unprecedented frequent disasters, and crop failures due to bad weathers, and the non-stoppable sea rising levels, high price fuel shortages, incurable or strange new diseases. All of these are happening now. Vegetarianism is the only solution. It's the best, the fastest solution. I pray that people in the world wake up on time and just forsake that piece of meat. Then everything will be just fine. Everything will be beautiful, nice, peaceful.
Save our planet. Farm Africa works to save Tanzania's forests. Due to deforestation practices such as clearing land for grazing livestock, firewood and charcoal, the country's Manyara region forests have been quickly deteriorating.
With an 80% funding donation from the European Union and in collaboration with several national agencies, Farm Africa has thus invested over $196 million for a sustainable forests program. Involving 90,000 people from 20 villages, the several-year project is intended to benefit economies as well as inform the public on the importance of conserving the environment.
Our appreciation and heaven bless European Union and Farm Africa for your noble initiatives to protect the precious forests. Through an awareness of the helpful ease of living in harmony with nature, surely more and more people will similarly adopt such considerate and eco-friendly lifestyles.
Save Our Planet. Canadian researchers surveying 42 major herds of reindeer and caribou in Northern Hemisphere found that nearly all were in decline, with earlier spring arrivals playing a significant role by rendering plants in the birthing regions unsuitable to eat.
Save Our Planet, a partnership between the German Aerospace Centre, Langer Aviation, BASF Fuel Cells, Danish company Serenergy, and European airplane manufacturer Airbus, has resulted in the successful maiden flight of the world's first piloted aircraft to be powered by zero-emission hydrogen fuel cell technology.
Save Our Planet. Scientists in California, USA, develop new mini mobile modular or M3 water desalination and filtration system that has already shown promise as a pilot site to test the feasibility of developing full-sized plants from potential water sources, thus saving considerable time and money.
Save Our Planet. Amidst falling olive prices and the threat of groves being cleared for construction, scientists on the ancient Greek island of Crete are working to catalogue olive trees, some of which are more than 1,000 years old, in an effort to preserve them as national monuments.
Vegan Frog here, with the tip of the day with help from the book Dig, Plant, Grow, A Kid's Guide to Gardening by Felder Rushing. A fun way to get your children interested in organic gardening is to sow seeds in the shape of letters to spell out their names, which will later sprout up. It encourages the joy of planting one's own food. Thank you for your consideration, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather!
Thank you.
In green invention news, a German firm produces water from desert air. Aqua Society, an eco company, uses machinery that converts the humidity in the air into condensed water. Then through a process of filtering and adding minerals, the liquid becomes pure enough to drink. In addition, the apparatus functions as an air conditioner. The heat generated while cooling the air creates half the electricity needed to operate the equipment. The method has been successfully implemented in Sharjah in the United Arab Emirates. Wow! Bravo on this innovative technology, Aqua Society. We wish you all the best in your future earth-loving endeavours.
For the advent of this technology that enhances the lives of others, Supreme Master Ching Hai is bestowing Aqua Society with a Shining World Inventor Award. In humanitarian news, OLAC, or Vietnam graduates, decline higher-paying jobs to assist the physically challenged. The nonprofit Hanoi Independent Living Center has employed a number of caregivers to help the approximately 30 people with physical disabilities living at the facility. The assistants assist the individuals to live more independently and confidently. Ms. Wan, a banking graduate, said, "I'm just happy to have the chance to do something humane and meaningful. Our appreciation, Ms. Wan, and the other kind-hearted staff. Heaven bless your valuable service. May all residents be graced with much fulfillment and joy." Up next on Noteworthy News, an Australian man's quick thinking saves a machine operator in distress. We'll just go for a hug. Be right back. More alleviating news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, exemplary news for a nobler world. In community news, an Australian's quick thinking saves a drowning man. Mr. David Thompson, the owner of a hire boat firm, came to the rescue of John, a machine operator who was trapped underwater when his excavator plunged into a creek. Mr. Thompson, who witnessed the accident, jumped into the cold water and called out for a tube or snorkel to be brought to the scene. When a vacuum hose was given to him, he blew air to the submerged man. Paramedics later took John to the Monash Medical Centre. Our heartfelt thanks for your fast, heroic and smart actions, Mr. David Thompson. May you be blessed, John, with a long, healthy and happy life. Supreme Master Ching Hai is conferring the Shining World Hero Award on Mr. Thompson in recognition of his intelligent and courageous deed.
And now for some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Confused.
Trong cuộc thi vấn đáp ngoại ngữ, thầy giáo hỏi thí sinh, câu hỏi của thầy làm cho em rất là lúng túng phải không? Cậu thí sinh trả lời, dạ không, chính câu trả lời mới làm em lúng túng thầy ạ.
And now, for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, I enjoy your teaching and I would like you to discuss more on how one can get personal healing through spiritual development. I know that when I am able to see you inside of me, I will receive spiritual healing and balance. Thank you. God bless you. I love you. Joshua.
Hi Joshua, it's good to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has graciously replied to you. Loving Joshua with the Kuan Yin method and sincere heart, one will arrive at oneness with the divine and all wishes fulfilled. The representative from our centers will contact for more details. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Wishing you and your loved ones peace, joy, and hope. So long until next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner meets with United Arab Emirates Foreign Trade Minister Sheikh Lubna Al-Kazimi as part of a U.S. worldwide effort to foster a stable financial foundation supporting global economic growth.
Jasera State in Sudan responds to requests for help by donating 8,000 sacks of wheat and 500,000 articles of clothes for people in need in Darfur.
University of Hong Kong researchers find that the likelihood of contracting breast cancer or even having a recurrence is decreased when women consume higher amounts of vegetables and fruits.
The four-day annual Tango Markanat, or Tango Market Festival, is attended in Finland by 100,000 people who enjoy performances and participate in contests for Finnish-style tango singing and dancing.
The US signs an agreement with Sri Lanka to donate nearly $2 million in emergency assistance for persons displaced by internal conflict, as well as for longer-term help in returning to their homes.
Chinese and Belgian scientists arrive at the name Helioceratops for a new herbivore dinosaur species that was found to have lived in the area of Jilin, northern China, some 100 million years ago.
As the first woman to assume a leading role in the construction of a Turkish mosque, modern interior designer Zeynep Fardiliu organizes a team of artists and craftsmen to build the saccharine mosque.
Dutch medical specialists find that babies in the womb at as early as 30 weeks of life have short-term memory function and remember sounds that they have heard before.
It is estimated that this year's total UFO sightings in the UK will reach a record high, with 231 already reported in the first 6 months of 2009, compared to 285 in all of 2008, 135 in 2007, and 97 in 2006.
Uzbekistan welcomes the idea of strengthening ties as the visiting U.S. Undersecretary of State William Burns meets with President Islam Karimov in the Uzbek capital of Tashkent.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world.For all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.